Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, happy Friday. Hope you're okay and thank you for downloading today's podcast on May 31st. We've got plenty of crime news to cover in today's podcast and we'll hear from the Kent cricket captain ahead of the start of their T20 campaign. But first, taking a look at our top story, business owners in New Ash Green say groups of young people are intimidating customers and putting them off coming to the shopping centre. There have been reports of kids riding their bikes at cars, throwing flour around the centre and using abusive language. Shani Manam Perry runs the bakery. She's been speaking to Kent Online reporter Keely Greenwood.
The problem I think we have at the moment in the village centre is the antisocial behaviour is being displayed. It's really unexpectable. We need to communicate to very few people who's causing these problems and these disturbances that their behaviour, which probably feel fairly innocent and not too disruptive, but actually it causes serious health risks. And it has a serious impact on peace in the village, and it has really serious impact on the businesses in the local shopping centre. And me and my family are running the local bakery in New Ash Green. So I spoke to these kids grouping few times and politely asked them not to do that. But as a result, unfortunately, it led them to break the bakery window twice. So as business owner, we are not only me, we all are struggling at the moment. We are trying ever so hard with this economic crisis because the rent already gone up. So we are already struggling. So when these things happening, when these antisocial behavior things happening, people don't like to come to the shopping center. This is not a welcoming place anymore. So it has a serious impact on the local businesses. So as local councillors, we already do some youth provisions for these young people in the village, but we realize that there aren't enough. So, and especially we don't have enough buses in the village. So these young people can't go out of the village and they can't go anywhere. But what we do have is we have the sports Ash Green Sports Center, we got the pavilion, and we got the sports field, we got the outdoor gym in the pavilion, and we have a lot of supporting opportunities here, especially we have craft fair, repair cafe, and we have craft fairs. Also, we introduced the internship program for the young people where they can start a small business and they can earn some money. So we also offer opportunities. We do have opportunities in this village. They have opportunities in the village. They can come and join to the Refia Cafe and they can learn some skill and they can use them for their future career. So we do have opportunities. So we invite these young children come to the village, use these opportunities.
Police are urging residents to keep them informed of any persistent problems.
Kent Online News.
A Kent woman found guilty of the murder of a Maidstone pub landlord has been sentenced to life in prison. 55-year-old Stephanie Langley from Wilson's Lane in East Farley fatally stabbed Matthew Bryant at the Hare and Hounds on Lower Boxley Road last September. She'll serve a minimum of 24 years before she's eligible for parole. Police investigating an attempted robbery near Tunbridge have released an e-fit of a suspect. A victim who was cycling in Court Lane was approached by two people who tried to take his bike and made threats last month. They're thought to be about 16 and may have been heading to Yalding. We've shared the images at Kent Online. A Border Force officer from Ashford who supplied Class A drugs has been sent to prison. Gareth Glyn Davies used to work in Folkestone and was put under surveillance in 2019 following a tip-off. He was then seen supplying pills. The 44-year-old from Cleves Way pleaded guilty. He's been locked up for almost 6 years. A court has heard how a meeting arranged on Facebook turned into a street fight in Folkestone with wooden poles, a crowbar and chains. One person was also stabbed during the brawl on Dover Road in June 2021, where two men and their friends had agreed to meet over a long-running dispute. Five men have been charged with with violent disorder and possession of offensive weapons. One was jailed for 6 years. A man's been taken to hospital after being hit by a car near Sittingbourne. Police and paramedics were called to the Bobbing roundabout on the A249 just before 5:30 this morning. The road's been blocked, causing delays for drivers. Three men have been arrested following a huge emergency response at a block of flats in Ashford. Firefighters, ambulance crews and riot police were seen at Clock House near Victoria Park yesterday afternoon. Officers say they were responding to reports of a burglary. Head to Kent Online to see a picture of a car that's crashed into a house in Gillingham. Emergency crews were called to Wigmore Drive yesterday evening. It's unclear if anyone's been injured. A teenage boy has been left injured after a motorbike rider deliberately swerved at him in Herne Bay. 14-year-old William Johnston was riding his bike down Reculver Lane on Saturday evening when the motorbike veered towards him, forcing him to fall to the ground. He suffered cuts to his face, shoulder and knee, as well as a black eye. It has been reported to police. The husband of a Kent horse rider who died after falling off while competing has described her as a strong, beautiful woman. 36-year-old Georgie Campbell was taking part in a cross-country event at the International Horse Trials in Devon when she fell at a fence on Sunday. Her partner Jesse has shared a photo from their wedding day in a tribute on Instagram.
Kent Online News.
Campaigners say they're hugely disappointed as plans to redevelop Chatham Docks have been approved by Medway Council. The owners want to turn part of it into a business hub, but a final decision will be made by the new government after the general election. Phil Taylor is the former chief executive of a business which is based at the docks.
First of all, we're hugely disappointed, but it wasn't unexpected. And although it's been approved, it can't go any further all the time Article 31's in place. We set up, through our barristers, a number of scenarios, and this was top of the list of the scenario that we anticipated. So don't worry, you know, the fight goes on. You know, it's not over.
So what are the next steps for you?
I can't go into those next steps because of confidentiality reasons. You know, I don't want to let everyone know what we're going to be doing. But we're not going away. I can tell you that now. We are not going anywhere.
Perhaps ahead of the timeline then, when can we next expect to hear from Kent Wire in regards to potential legal action against the council over this?
Well, that will come in due course. Again, I'm not going to be drawn on that.
In terms of possible next Secretary of State, because it will be decided by them after the general election, who do you think you're more likely to get a better hearing from, whoever replaces Michael Gove or Angela Rayner?
I'm not well informed enough to give an opinion on that. I just hope whoever is looking at it looks at it objectively, recognises the evidence that's been presented, and takes the evidence on its merits, because officers here clearly are not giving the correct evidence to some of the councillors there. You know, we done an economic impact report and that never came out. You know, the councillors were asking questions about how many job losses there will be, what's the economic advantage of both schemes. We've done that work and given it to Medway Council. The economic advantage of keeping Chatham Docks as it is today far outweighs the Basin 3 plan.
A Kent homelessness charity has revealed demand on their services increased by more than a fifth last year. Over 11,000 visits were made to Catching Lives in Canterbury during 2023. They also helped almost 300 new clients. The charity's chief executive says it shows how small organisations are being left to fill the gaps caused by cuts to local funding and public services. Campaigners in Whitstable say plans for a 1,400 home development will put huge amounts of pressure on local infrastructure. The site at Brooklands Farm has been earmarked for housing in council's draft local plan and will act as an extension to Chestfield Village. The plot is currently used for farming. Campaigner Justin Mitchell says its loss will impact the whole community.
It's a huge kind of shock because it's a massive development. It's 1,400 houses with no infrastructure. I mean, the infrastructure's, you know, struggling as it is. On top of that, I mean, this is fantastic landscape. It creates a kind of natural green buffer between Whitstable and the Blean Woods, which is very valuable. And I mean, when they built that road, the Thanet Way, they promised not to infill it with more houses. But I mean, clearly things have changed. They decided that's okay. I've been looking at the landscape and character appraisals that they produced themselves in 2020, and they contradict themselves left, right and centre. They describe this as valuable arable land with many kind of redeeming rare features, and yet suddenly they decide that they think it's appropriate to build on it. And as Emily said, I think, you know, there's other more appropriate places to build, and they should leave this alone. Yeah.
Because, I suppose the council's argument is that they have to build these homes as a kind of requirement from the government with their local plans. So where else would you propose that they were to build them in this sort of area?
There's a lot of sites. I mean, it's not for me to say where they build them. Certainly, you know, I think in general there's been this sort of huge knee-jerk reaction to some statistics that are based on a 2014 judgment, you know, on population growth, and that needs to be readdressed. We need to take a rain check on the actual figures that they're working on, and you know, it's just a kind of land grab locomotive that needs to be pulled to a stop.
Are you concerned as well, as we are seeing the population rising, perhaps not as much as they'd predicted, but are you concerned that we'll continue to see more housing developments popping up in green spaces like this?
Well, yeah, clearly. I mean, they seem to sort of change the rules as they go along. So, you know, if they they make appraisals on land and then they seem to just ignore what the appraisals say. And one of the main kind of problems, I think, is the size of these developments they're building. I mean, they don't build like small ones here and there, you know, well, they do, but I mean, occasionally, but it's the sheer size, the number of houses going into this space, which introduces a vast amount of people into the town, which changes the character of the town and puts the strain on all the already struggling infrastructure.
Council are currently running a consultation period. All submissions have to be in by Monday, June 3rd.
Kent Online News.
This next story has been one of the most read online today. An outdoor swimming pool in Medway has been forced to close because of a significant water leak. Bosses say it's affecting pool levels at the Strand Lido in Gillingham. Work is underway to fix the problem, but it's unclear when it will reopen. There's more bad news for swimmers in the county. Another no-swim warning has been issued in part of Thanet. Restrictions were previously put in place after an algae bloom at Minas Bay last week. That was lifted on Wednesday, but now a dark-coloured organic matter has washed up on the coast, which could be the result of a chemical spillage. Now, people living in a Kent village are boycotting a new shop and takeaway over alleged planning breaches. Yalding Supermarket and Mr. Dan's Takeaway opened on Benover Road in April following a six-month renovation of the George Pub. Residents say it was supposed to open as a restaurant and farm shop. Our reporter Ellie Hodgson has been speaking to the owner Dan and his wife Victoria.
The plans still are that it's going to be a shop and a restaurant and with a takeaway as well. Initially, I think because we opened only the retail part, you know, some of the local community members are a bit, you know, taken back by it. But the plans are still to open the cafe and the takeaway, and it's in motion. Mm-hmm.
The layout we have now, it's not the final result. It's
mm-hmm.
just the progress, so you will see more of
the restaurant and cafe mm-hmm. coming in.
So the way we made it now, it's more to fill up the space until we can sort the takeaway. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some people took it as a final result. So mm-hmm. this is where the conclusion came, which is going to be changed in the future. So.
Mm-hmm. When do you think that it might be the final result of where you both hope that it will be?
It will be, so we've put in a new application for the new layout, because the previous layout, the customers had to sit along shelvings and fruit and veg, which will be unpleasant for anyone that wants to dine in. So now we have had put in two separate entrances, two different doors, so that the shop and the restaurant is separate. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting for the application to be approved. For the layout change.
So if that layout is approved, how many sort of tables do you think may be in there?
So initially we want to start with 8 seats, but we've given space for, you know, we can bring it to around 20 seatings. But with especially with calves, it takes time, especially in a small village. So we would like to build the business and the custom, and then increase as we go along.
A decision on the new application is due to be made in July.
Kent Online News.
A man who suffered a cardiac arrest during a park run in Gillingham has met the people who saved his life. Graham Martin collapsed during the 5K event just before Christmas last year. Another runner who's a paramedic started CPR until ambulance crews arrived. Graham is recovering well and encouraging others to learn the technique. A family-run B&B in Folkestone has featured on the Channel 5 show Hotel Inspector 6 years after first appearing. Westwood Ho in Clifton Crescent was first visited by host Alex Polizzi in 2018 after a run of bad reviews online. Since the visit, the hotel's occupancy has increased, but in the show's latest visit, they found there was still room to improve. Armed Forces Day will return to the historic dockyards in Chatham this summer. The event brings together serving personnel, veterans and their families with parades, live bands and activities. It'll be on Saturday, June 29th. And the first European conference on Taylor Swift is being held in Canterbury today. Academics will be joined by students and members of the public at the University of Kent campus to discuss her role as a songwriter and feminist icon. It comes a week before she starts the UK leg of her Eras tour.
Kent Online News.
And now, with a look at what's on around the county this weekend, it's Sam Laurie.
We're just about to come into June, and although the weather may not really feel like it, there are some great summer events taking place over the weekend. Let's start with some days out for the family. First up is the Glorious Gardens weekend at Penshurst Place. This historic estate near Tunbridge is opening its doors on Saturday and Sunday to show off its beautiful 11-acre gardens with a 100-metre peony border, garden tours, a children's trail and a plant sale across the 2 days. There's also a brand new exhibition opening this weekend that will leave the whole family in awe. A huge 15-metre hanging dragon with spectacular gold, silver and copper in its mane is set to be suspended from the ceiling of Rochester Cathedral from this Saturday. The installation is part of the cathedral's celebration of a 900-year-old medieval manuscript written in Rochester and will be available for visitors to see throughout the summer. And speaking of things that date back hundreds of years, the Detling Antiques and Collectors Fair returns to the Kent Showground near Maidstone on Saturday and Sunday. The fair is brimming with more than 400 sellers across 2 exhibition halls and an outdoor market selling vintage fashion, antique furniture, retro homeware and collectible memorabilia. Now, for those of you who want to see some live entertainment over the weekend but can't quite decide what you're in the mood for, the Gravesham Fringe Festival is back from Saturday, offering a varied programme of events. There's music, comedy, children's entertainment, theatre, workshops and exhibitions taking place all over Gravesend until next weekend, many of which are free to attend, so make sure you check out the full festival programme to see everything that's going on in town. You can also catch some fantastic live music this weekend at Rock the Moat, Kent's biggest tribute festival. The 3-day festival returns to Moat Park today and includes tributes to Oasis, The Killers, Whitney Houston, Elton John and many more. So why not bag yourself a last minute ticket and have a sing and dance to some of your favourite tunes? And finally, we can't forget about the great theatre shows that are happening over the weekend. Shakespearean theatre troupe The Handlebards are back on tour this summer with their unique production of the classic Comedy of Errors. The group of actors will be performing the open-air show at the Riverhill Gardens in Sevenoaks on Saturday and the Medway Yacht Club in Rochester on Sunday. And starting on Monday, feel-good musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie will open at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. The coming-of-age show stars former Strictly dancer Kevin Clifton as Jamie's drag queen mentor, Loco Chanel, and X Factor winner Sam Bailey as the no-nonsense teacher, Miss Hedge. It'll be in Kent until next Saturday, and there are a few tickets left if you want to snap them up. Now, that should be enough to keep us all going for the first weekend of June, and I hope you enjoy the first few days of the new month. Let's start as we mean to go on.
Thanks, Sam.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket and Kent are hoping for a strong start to their T20 campaign, which gets underway tonight with a match against Middlesex. The Spitfires are coming off a disappointing run in the county championship, having only won 1 game out of 7 so far this season. Captain Daniel Bell-Drummond says the Vitality Blast will be a welcome change of pace.
Having Xavier come in is a massive addition for us. Obviously, Sam Billings will be back, which will be great. All looking forward to seeing him. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. Hopefully the crowd comes in, and it's always good playing in front of the home crowd here. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that competition. We're set up very nicely for that. Hopefully a few guys are getting back fit as well. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that, and it's a welcome change. So hopefully we can get some wins on the board.
Very much the aim to try and come top 4 this season.
Absolutely, yeah, it goes without saying. Yeah, and I believe we're good enough too. We just got to put our best foot forward and back ourselves when it comes to the crunch. And I know the amount of quality players we have in the changing room. So, no, when we're on our best day, I think we're a match for anyone. And we're definitely looking forward to that. We all enjoy that format, as we do all formats. But, yeah, it'll be good to get the shackles off and, just try and get out there, swing the bat a little bit. So, really looking forward to it. And like I say, it's a welcome change. It's been a tough 7 games or so. But, the guys are hungry and ready to go and prove a point in the Blast. It's a challenge for the ground we've done well at in this format. So whoever it's against there, we're going to back ourselves. And no, Middlesex are a good team. But yeah, I think we've got a good record against them and hopefully we can continue that.
To football now, and England's women continue their Euro 2025 qualifying campaign tonight. Maidstone's Alessia Russo is part of the squad, which will host France at Newcastle's St James's Park. The Lionesses' campaign got off to a rough start with a loss against Sweden before securing a win against Ireland the last time out. Staying with football, and former West Ham, Charlton and Gillingham defender Lewis Page has signed for Ebbsfleet. The 28-year-old is their second addition of the summer after being released by National League rivals Dagenham. The club have also confirmed goalkeeper Mark Cousins has agreed a new deal. That's all from us today and for the week. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, why not check out the latest review from The Secret Drinker?
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.